Okay, we continue to sit our snippets. We've been making our way through the Birchas HaShachar, and just a reminder, the snippets are sponsored for a Refuah Shlema for Aldo Bas Alta Chaya by Jack and Renee Nussbaum. We're very grateful. So we've been discussing Malbish Arumim last night. Malbish Arumim, each of these brachos has the simple understanding, the simple meaning, to express our gratitude, never to take anything for granted. Whether it is the ability to distinguish between night and day, the gift of our intellect, the ability to see, or the ability to have clothing to wear, a robust wardrobe. But for each bracha, we've also given the deeper meaning, that it's not just the ability to know night and day, it's the ability to know good from bad, dark from light. It's not just he opens our eyes to see, it's to see the brachos that sometimes we're blind to. It's not just to have clothing, malbush comes from busha, our capacity to have shame, our spiritual nerve endings are intact. So continuing along that same theme is the next bracha. We acknowledge Hashem, who is Matir Asurin. What does Matir Asurim mean? Not Matir Isurim. Hashem doesn't give a psak to be mekel. He's not Matir Isur. Matir Asurim. What are Asurim? Someone who is imprisoned. Somebody who's enshackled. Somebody who's restricted, constricted, held back. Hashem is Matir. What does it mean to be Matir? He releases. Or put differently, we acknowledge, blessed are you, Hashem, the King of the whole world. You release those who are bound. What do you think about when you make that bracha? Some in this room have been making that bracha for many years, for many decades. What do we think about when we make that bracha? If we, please God, never been imprisoned, we've never had handcuffs, we've never been in shackles. What's the bracha? Matir Asurim, Hashem, release those who are bound. In fact, the Gemara doesn't have this bracha. Bracha appears in the Rambam, but it's not from the Gemara itself. So what does it mean to be Matir Asurim? The commentaries explain what it means is, when we wake up in the morning, our limbs are stiff. When we wake up in the mornings, our muscles have tightened, and we feel bound. And the ability to be flexible, to get out of bed, the ability to move your joints and to release the tightness in our muscles, and the capacity to be mobile. How many people aren't mobile? They wake up in the morning. For those who are able to wake up and jump out of bed and greet the day, what a bracha to take for granted. Do we have any idea how many people on this planet have a morning ritual that takes minutes, if not hours, to be able to wake up, the effort it takes to get your feet on the ground, to stand up, to support oneself, and not to fall down. So this bracha Matir Asura means that when our limbs are stiff all night, our muscles have tightened, Hashem is Matir Asurim. It's a miracle of the human body, that even though it was stagnant all night, our muscles didn't atrophy, they didn't tighten to the point of immobility, we wake up, and even before you do a few sun salutations, or some yoga, or some stretches, nevertheless, you have the ability to walk, to move. What an incredible bracha. But perhaps there's a deeper meaning to this bracha as well. I would suggest to you this evening that maybe the bracha of Matir Asurim is that my assumption earlier was false. I said, how many of us, please God, none, have been in prison, have been handcuffed, have been shackled? How many of us have been enslaved, have been limited or restricted in our movement, have been denied freedom and liberty? So what do we think about when we say Matir Asurim? And I would suggest to you that there are many, too many, who are asurim, who are bound, not by some external force, not by an external oppressor or persecutor, but bound by our own shackles. We shackle ourselves. How many people do we know whose lives are filled with bracha? They have an incredible spouse and beautiful children, and they make a wonderful parnasa, and they have nachas and opportunity and bracha, but they're never happy. They're only happy if they're unhappy. They're shackled and bound by their own unhappiness, negativity, their own complaints and criticism. Shackled by self-imposed handcuffs. And when we make this bracha, we ask Hashem, Matir Asurim, release those who are bound. How many are imprisoning themselves? There's ample opportunity to see happiness, to be happy, but bound by their own negativity, bound by their own desire for friction or tension with others, bound by jealousy or envy, bound by inferiority, bound by anxiety. Matir Asurim, release those who are bound by whatever force it is which is holding them back. The next bracha is, we acknowledge Hashem who zokev kifufim. He raises up those who are bent down, who are doubled over, who are bent over. Zokev kifufim, what a bracha to stand upright, to stand on our own two feet. You know what a bracha it is to be able to stand upright, to be on our own two feet, to be healthy, to be mobile. A couple of years ago, I tore my Achilles. and I had to have surgery. And it was a 6-month rehab, and some of you remember, I spent most of those months on a knee scooter. You know what it is to be utterly dependent? You can't make your way from one side of the room to the other with a cup of coffee. You got to choose between the new scooter or the cup of coffee. How do you get to the other side of the room? How do you bathe or shower? How do you transport yourself and get to destinations which you never had to think about for one moment? And unfortunately, too many of us only begin to appreciate these brachos when they're gone, when they're missing, when they're compromised. And then we daven from the bottom of our heart to get them back. So why wait for that awakening? Why wait to be missing to notice the bracha that's there to begin with? These two brachos work in tandem. Matir Asurim and Zokef Kefufim. Both are about the physical ability to be mobile, the ability to stand upright on our own 2 feet, to be able to not have to struggle, to not have to allocate enormous amount of time to get across the room, to get where and when we want to go, and to even do it while carrying a cup of coffee and not spilling it on ourselves. Things we take for granted, but if we say these brachos every morning, they orient us. They calibrate our sense of appreciation. So many have suggested, motivational speakers, we should start every day with a gratitude journal. The great Tony Robbins. Your day is guaranteed success if you start the day with a sense and attitude of gratitude. Where'd they get that from? We've been doing it for centuries and millennia. First words out of our mouth are Moda Ani, and then we go through these 15 brachos, and we realize, no matter what the day throws at me, no matter my challenges or struggles, I stood up, and I can walk, and I'm mobile, and I have flexibility, and I have independence, and I can see, and I can think, and I have my faculties, and my digestive system, and my soul was restored. I am light years ahead of so many who are missing. What an attitude of gratitude these 15 brachos orient.